Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Before we get to the episode, I want to tell you about another show that I think you'll love. Feed the Queue is the ultimate podcast discovery podcast. It pairs really well with this podcast, actually. Lauren Pacelle and Adela Mizrachi choose a podcast, they tell you about it, and then they hit play on their favorite episode. It's the perfect way to discover something new that's pre-vetted by two of the biggest podcast listeners out there. Lauren Pacelle is the founder of Tink Media, a podcast marketing and PR company, as well as the writer of Podcast the Newsletter, which is a love letter to the podcast industry. Adela Mizrachi is the founder of Podcast Brunch Club, which is like a book club, but for podcasts, with chapters around the world. You can find Feed the Queue and start listening by searching for Feed the Queue on your favorite podcast listening app. Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. Ariel here. We'll get right into it this week. We're featuring the podcast recommendations of Becky Lamb Pritchard, head of marketing at This Is Distorted. Her theme is female-focused health and well-being. These episodes open up the conversation on female health and well-being and cover a lot of misconceptions people have about women's health. In a bit, we will hear from Becky. We'll learn about the podcast episodes that she chose and why she selected them for this week's theme. After that, you'll hear a voice clip from the host of this week's Spotlight Pick, FOGO, Fear of Going Outside. This nature, or by some accounts, anti-nature show is back for its second season. After the Spotlight Pick, we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I've got some podcast industry news for you before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now, here's Becky with this week's theme, female-focused health and well-being.
Hi, I'm Becky Lamb. I'm head of marketing at UK audio-first content agency This Is Distorted. I live and breathe podcasts when I'm not looking after my two-year-old, that is. And I mainly work with clients on the marketing of their podcasts. I picked female-focused health and well-being podcasts for my five. And I've chosen this category for a couple of reasons. Only a third of the most successful podcasts worldwide are hosted by women. And we have stuff we want to talk about and stuff we want to say. And then secondly, a lot of what we learn about health and well-being is primarily through a male lens. And this has resulted in a lack of education around female health and in some cases, misdiagnosis or incorrect diagnosis. So for example, many women have been diagnosed with depression when in fact it was menopause symptoms or perimenopause symptoms. There's a lot of misdiagnosis in young girls with ADHD because the symptoms display very differently, or the better known symptoms display very differently in girls as they do in boys. Thanks to the good old female hormones, alcohol does actually impact women very differently to how it does men. And there's just so much more. And I have learned a lot about female health since listening to podcasts. And so I just want to raise awareness that these resources are out there and accessible to other women. And not just women, men too. And also it might be useful, you know, if they're fathers, boyfriend, husband, friends. It's just useful, isn't it? The first one is The Capsule in Conversation with Natalie Anderson. So this podcast is absolutely brilliant. Natalie, she chats with guests every week and they unpick all parts of female health and well-being. And it could be menopause, fertility, sex, anxiety, diet culture, careers, motherhood, absolutely everything. If it impacts females, then it's talked about. It's really honest. She's got a real natural interview style and she really gets the most out of her guests. And I just love this and I've learned so much. And this particular episode I've picked is with one of the UK's leading nutritionists, Rhiannon Lambert. The second one I've picked is Women's Health Unplugged. So this podcast, or this particular episode, is Your Hormones After 40, and What Stage Are You? There's so many great episodes on this podcast, but I think every woman should hear this one, especially those approaching 40, already in menopause, or, you know, if you're younger and you're living with someone in your house that's maybe approaching perimenopause or menopause. It's just so useful. And this episode takes you through what your hormones are doing through each stage and how the changes can impact you. So keeping well during these stages is vital to your future health. And I just think education of this life phase is key. The third podcast is the ADHD Women's Wellbeing Podcast. And yeah, another episode is how hormones can directly impact ADHD, which if you're a female with ADHD, then it's so helpful to know like what our cycle is doing and how at each stage of the cycle, the hormones are going to impact your moods. And obviously with more education around this, then it helps you manage those symptoms better. The fourth podcast I've picked is Wellness Women Radio, and the episode is Menstrual Flu, which explains how the menstrual cycle can exacerbate health conditions. My final episode is Brown Women Health Podcast, the first and only platform that brings culturally specific and verified health information to South Asian women globally. There's some really exciting and meaningful conversations regarding all things women's health, medicine and culture, specifically through the lens of brown women. The podcast highlights amazing South Asian women working in healthcare and brings their expertise to podcast listeners. And the episode I've picked is Sexual Education for South Asians. So through my recommendations, I hope to raise awareness that these podcasts are out there. Women and men can go and find out more information about the workings of the female body and the changes and the differences. So I work at This Is Distorted. We are a UK-based audio-first content agency, and we help people communicate with their audiences all over the world through the power of sound. So please check us out at This Is Distorted. We're on Insta, LinkedIn, Facebook, and please feel free to check out my personal account at The Musings of Lady P, where I share marketing tips to help independent podcasters.
Thank you, Becky, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Becky's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can easily click and get listening. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? Just click on the banner image of our newsletter next time it lands in your inbox. Next up, it's time for our spotlight pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This time, we're spotlighting FOGO, fear of going outside. Here's the host of the show, Ivy Lee, to tell us more about it.
Hi, I'm Ivy Lee with one E. I'm a comedian based in Austin, Texas. I make a podcast called FOGO, Fear of Going Outside. FOGO is a nature show by the most reluctant host ever. I hate the outdoors. In season one, I tried to do everything it takes to figure out how to go camping, and I literally did it for the season finale. This season, episodes drop every Monday, I have to figure out how to go hunting for wild hogs. It sounds like a terrible idea, because it was, but I didn't figure that out until it was too late to turn back. I record everything, every step of the way, and hopefully, at the very least, my misery is entertaining for you to listen to.
Thank you, Ivy, for sending in that clip. You can find and listen to FOGO, Fear of Going Outside, wherever you get your podcasts. Next up, it's time for the fiction podcast pairing of the show. We're partnering with Realm Media, who is pairing a podcast with our theme each week. This week, we're featuring the show Power Trip. Here is a bit about the show. Tatiana Maslany stars as a chronically ill and chronically sarcastic woman who acquires magical abilities via a black market kidney donation. Now she can command anyone to do her bidding. The city is her playground and dating is a riot, that is, until she falls in love for real. Find and follow Power Trip wherever you listen to your podcasts. Next, here's some podcast news for the podcast enthusiasts among us. Are you subscribed to the Pod News newsletter? It's a daily email that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Each week, we feature a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter. Here are some of those stories. First up, YouTube Music announced that they will bring both audio and video-first podcasts to YouTube in the U.S. only for now. They announced, quote, We will soon start to bring both audio and video podcasts to YouTube Music for US users, making podcasts more discoverable and accessible with more regions to come. This will help make the podcasts that users already love on YouTube available in all the places they want to listen, end quote. Next up, YouGov released a report on what podcast listeners are doing while they listen. And it's not falling asleep, which actually ranks 7th on the list. A lot of people are doing household chores. Next, Refonic analyzed chart-topping podcasts and what makes a chart-topping show. Data shows that top shows tend to be weekly, tend to skew male in audience, and newer shows have more chance of appearing at the top. Also, Society and Culture, comedy, and true crime shows chart the highest on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can get more information on those stories and learn more about the podcast industry by going to podnews.net and make sure to subscribe to the newsletter. That's the end of our show this week. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you back here next time. So for now, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.